Well, everybody, welcome to episode 279 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny football tonight. My first guest is in his second season as the head coach of the Hawks. He has guided the team to a 3-4 record this season, but his team is ranked 15th in the latest Class 5A RPI rankings, and the Hawks are still very much alive in the playoff picture. He is Jeff Bauer. Coach, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dan.
Hey, you bet. We're going to talk a lot about your team, but first I wanted to get a quick update on your son, Jace. I know you're planning to watch his game tomorrow night as Sam Houston State will be hosting Western Kentucky on ESPN2. And I know the Bearcats have won 4 in a row. They're 5-1 in the season. And I think Jace has seen some action in 3 of the 6 games. You know, so how does he like it down there?
He loves it. It's a great culture, great coaching staff, you know, lots of good teammates. You know, obviously he wishes he was the guy, but it's not in the cards right now. So he's, you know, doing what he needs to do. And they have a really good team, so it's fun to watch it.
Sure. Well, I'm sure he's ready for that opportunity whenever it comes.
Yes. So.
Well, let's talk about your team now. You guys are coming off a tough 28-20 loss at number 2 Iowa City Liberty on Friday. And you told me afterwards that it was kind of the same old story where your team, you know, either led or was tied at halftime, but you just weren't able to finish in the second half. You guys did have more than 400 yards of offense, you know, in that game, though. So do you feel like there were some positives to take away from it?
Oh, yeah, there's been positives in every game that we've played. I just told our guys today, it's unbelievable. Like, the RPI, if you look at it right now, on our schedule of 9 games, 8 of those teams are in the playoffs if they start today. And obviously, our first 8 games, including Valley Friday night, they would all be in the playoffs if they went by the RPI today. So we know we've been playing high-quality opponents. We have not been trailing at halftime at any of them. We've been tied or ahead at every game. So we know we're not outmatched. We just have to make sure that we finish in the fourth quarter. You know, a couple plays here on defense, a couple plays here on offense, both sides of the ball. You know, in our 4 losses, have had things that if we changed, you know, it would have ended up different. So,
well, the good news is that your team still is in a position to make the playoffs. You know, but you certainly have some work to do. You will host number 4 Valley this Friday before closing out the regular season next Thursday at Cedar Rapids, Washington. Now, if you win both games, you will definitely be in the playoffs. And as I understand it, there is a chance that you could get into the playoffs with a 4-5 record. But I know you told me earlier this year that if you guys go 4-5, you know, you kind of question whether you really deserve to make it. You know, so I'm guessing you're kind of treating this game Friday as kind of a must-win game, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. But obviously, it's probably the most talented team we've played this year. I mean, they have dudes everywhere, obviously. Valley's really good. We scrimmaged them in August. You know, it's no different than they're very talented, coached very well. So we have our, you know, hands full, but like I said, for 7 weeks we've been playing teams like that, and you know, from Centennial to Dowling to Johnston to Liberty last week, you know, it's Southeast Polk. It's been pretty brutal, but you know, everyone's good that we've been playing, so it should not shock us Friday night.
Well, yeah, Valley was the preseason number 1 team, and they're currently 6-1. Their only loss came to Dowling Catholic in overtime in week 2. And then you guys knocked off Dowling the next week to hand the Maroons their only loss. And I know you can't compare scores, but you guys, like you said, you've certainly proved that you can play with anybody. And that has to give you some confidence going into this game.
Yeah. We talked today after practice, our team, we're not intimidated or afraid of anybody. But we know we have to execute better and play better. I think we had a great practice today. Hopefully we can match it tomorrow. We're not far away. We know that. We know how much talent we have on our team. I have lots of great kids who have made it easier to bear these tough losses, you know. But like I said, I mean, you get kicked in the teeth 4 times like we have. Each week you have to come back and we look, okay, we have to improve. What do we have to fix? And there's a lot of teams around that haven't had to face that adversity like we've had. So eventually, if we get in, you know, I think we should be a tough out.
Well, Valley has beaten a lot of good opponents, including 2 of the teams that have handed you losses, Southeast Polk and Johnston. And the Tigers are coming off an impressive 49-0 win over Waterloo West, which had been number 3 in last week's rankings. You know, so what are your biggest concerns about the Tigers?
Oh, They have great receivers, very good running backs, a good quarterback, big offensive line. They're athletic on defense. You know, they have guys everywhere. And so, obviously, Division I type talent on that team. And we have to play well, you know, so.
Well, yeah, Valley has often been a run-oriented team in the past, but this year's squad has done a lot of its damage through the air. Even though the Tigers still run it about two-thirds of the time, they've gained more than half their yards through the air. Quarterback Drake DeGroote has completed nearly 72% of his passes for more than 1,000 yards. He has 18 touchdowns while throwing just 3 interceptions. And, of course, he has one of the best receivers in the state to throw to in Zay Robinson. He's caught 37 passes for 515 yards and 11 scores. Now is Robinson one of those guys that you almost have to double cover because he's so dangerous?
Yeah, it is. I don't know if he can double cover. He might have to triple. I mean, yeah. He's really good. So he has great hands, runs good routes. When he catches it, he's obviously tough to tackle. So, but he's not the only one on the offense. You know, they have a good tight end, a couple of good receivers, running backs. So it's hard to say you're going to double or triple him because they got other weapons.
Sure, and that opens up things for other guys.
So. Yes.
Well, yeah, you certainly put a lot of pressure on your secondary, and you certainly have some talented guys back there, and I'm sure you'll need all of them to cover them at times, aren't you?
Yeah, we definitely will. We just have to work as one unit and make sure we communicate well. You know, last week against Liberty, we had a couple breakdowns as far as someone not being where they're supposed to in the coverage, and you know, we gave them two big plays because of that.
Well, Robinson has also returned 3 kickoffs for touchdowns. So that's another way that he can turn a game around. Of course, you have a kicker in Ryan Harrington who has booted 18 of his 26 kickoffs into the end zone for touchbacks. So hopefully you'll be able to neutralize him there in the kicking game, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to give Ryan's the double stickers if he can kick everyone in the end zone next week.
I'll bet.
We didn't want to tackle him in the open field if possible.
Well, then on the other side of the ball, Andrew Price leads the Valley defense with 41.5 tackles, and Jaden McGregory has picked off a couple of passes. So what have you seen from the Valley defense? Do they like to take some chances, or do they tend to stay in their base defense?
They stay in their base defense a lot. They'll change things up a little bit, but they don't need to. I think they do it for scouting purposes because I haven't seen too many teams be real successful against mm-hmm. them. But, you know, they'll play some man, they'll play some zone. But they're not a big blitzing team, but they will. So.
Well, your offense has been productive this season, averaging about 375 yards a game. Luke Anderson has passed for 1,472 yards, but his TD to INT ratio of 8-7 is probably not where you want it to be. You know, that's been one of the issues for you guys, isn't it, where you drive the ball down the field, but then maybe you have an untimely turnover.
Yeah, whether turnovers or, you know, just not, you know, having to kick a field goal instead of a touchdown. Yeah, we moved the ball a lot up and down the field. It's when we got to the red zone, we've tended to slow down or, yeah, make a mistake that's cost us a touchdown. So,
well, then your running back duo of Daniel Army and Caden Henkes has combined for over 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns on the ground. And I'm sure you'd like to get those guys going on Friday night so that can take some of the pressure off of Luke.
Yeah, that's big, obviously. Daniel hurt his ankle earlier in the year, and I think he's 100% back now, which is great. Caden has really come alive the last couple weeks, so getting those two on track has definitely helped. Obviously, you know, against Liberty, we didn't get in the end zone like we needed to, but the last 3 weeks, those two have really done well.
Well, it's possible that your week 9 game at Cedar Rapids, Washington could determine whether you get into the playoffs or not, and I know you're obviously focused on Valley this week, but have you even looked at Washington yet? Do you know much about them if they could cause you some problems?
No. We've heard, you know, they have a couple really big defensive linemen. They're like high quality, like D1 talent type guys. And obviously they only lost to Liberty by 5 points the week before we played.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw that. So we know it's not like it's a cakewalk, but obviously we're not focused on them as of yet. So.
Sure. Well, I know we talked about this a week or two ago, and I'm sure you feel the same way now that you did then. You know, if you guys can just find a way to get into the playoffs, so even if you are the number 15 or 16 seed, you know, all you guys want is a chance. And if the playoffs started today and they followed the rankings, you know, exactly for the first-round pairings, you guys could have a first-round matchup at Iowa State Liberty, and you'd probably enjoy that matchup, wouldn't you?
Yeah, any matchup we'll enjoy. We've talked about that today. I asked my team if we're afraid. They're not afraid of anybody because we've played it'll be eight quality teams, eight playoff teams in our mind, you know, for the first 8 weeks, which I don't know if any team has ever done that. So, they were so hardened and battle-tested that whoever we play, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're what seed we are, what seed they are. I've heard people say, oh, Centennial is probably one of the most physical teams we played. You know, I've heard they're talking like 8-9 seed for Centennial. If they're 8-9, it doesn't matter where anybody is.
Oh, exactly. Well, yeah, and you guys have so much experience from the playoffs last year. You know, you have a lot of guys back from that team that if you can get in, I mean, I'm sure that's going to be beneficial.
Yeah, I would hope. I think that's what we have been preaching is like we get to that level, everyone starts 0-0. And, you know, what happened in the regular season is irrelevant. Besides the fact that what lessons we learned and the experiences we have, which we'll have many, and a lot of learning lessons in there.
When you guys showed last year as well, Centennial, that those seedings, once you get into the playoffs, really don't matter. And as much parity as there has been this year, I'm guessing there's going to be quite a few upsets in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. You know, I think Centennial last year went out and beat Bettendorf in an upset. Obviously, Valley, I mean, they weren't going to get in the playoffs until they beat us on the last second field goal, and then they end up in the semifinals, right?
Right,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's once you get in it, everything's up in the air. So.
Yeah. Well, it should be a fun game Friday. I'll be there, Coach. Good luck on Friday. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, well, my other guest tonight is a senior defensive end for the Hawks. He has made 25 tackles on the season, including 16 solo stops and 7 sacks, and he's also recovered a fumble. Back in August, he verbally committed to play for Wayne State College next year. He is Andrew Hossie. Andrew, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I know you did a post-game interview after your team's win over Dowling earlier this season where you used some colorful language. I just want to let you know that on our podcast, you know, we don't recommend doing that. We aren't under any FCC regulations, so if something slips, we're all good. So, but hey, we talked with Coach about the playoff picture and the challenges ahead for you guys. You know, do you follow those RPI rankings very closely at all, or do you just let the coaches follow it and then tell you guys what you need to do?
I try not to follow it as much as possible, just because I know that at the end of the day, rankings don't matter. That's just the paper version of it. We have to go out and play Friday, of course. That's the only important thing. That's the only thing that matters. So, no, I really don't follow those very much.
Well, yeah, even though you guys are ranked 15th, you know, you have shown with that win over Dowling that you can beat anybody. Do you guys feel like you're a lot better than that number 15 team in Class 5A?
I do. I feel like we are a very talented team. We just need to finish on both sides of the ball, especially defense. We just got to finish in the fourth quarter. We got to become a second-half team this game, yeah.
Well, I talked with Coach after the game on Friday at Iowa State Liberty, and that sounded like a frustrating loss for you guys. Was that kind of a long bus ride home for you?
Yeah, I felt like we should have beat that team by a lot more than we did. It's frustrating, really.
Well, yeah, Liberty is still ranked second behind Bettendorf, and the last time I saw Bettendorf was in the playoffs. So last year when Centennial went over there and scored 41 unanswered points in the second half to beat them in the quarterfinals. So I don't know how good they are, but, you know, what did you think of Liberty? Do they compare pretty favorably with some of the other teams you've played, like Dowling and Southeast Pope?
Mm-hmm. I'd say they're a very physical team. They threw the ball very well, I felt like. That was a very big strength of theirs. They could throw the ball like nobody else we faced.
Well, now you guys face another big challenge on Friday with Valley coming to town. Of course, you guys lost a tough one over there last year, 24-23, when the Tigers kicked a game-winning field goal on the final play. You know, will revenge be a motivating factor for you guys on Friday?
Not really. We're just kind of focused on this year. We just got to win. This is a must-win game for us. It's win or go home for me personally.
Well, like Coach mentioned, that was a big win for Valley last year because it kind of sparked their run to the playoffs, and that ended with a 3-point loss to Southeast Polk in the semifinals. Do you feel like maybe a win for you guys on Friday could spark a similar run for your team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Win on Friday would almost guarantee us a playoff spot, which would be huge. And I'm very confident that we can win this Friday.
Well, Valley did most of its damage on the ground in that game last year as DeGroote passed for only 105 yards, and 74 of those came on a touchdown throw to Jaden Brown in the fourth quarter. So it seems like this Valley team is a little different. Is that what you've seen on film?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're very run-focused. Their offensive line's big, physical, but I feel like we match up pretty well against them, at least on the defensive line side.
Well, you guys didn't have to deal with Zay Robinson in that game last year because he was out with an injury, but of course he's back now and he's wreaking havoc all over the place. He's already committed to play for Iowa State. And I don't know if you can completely shut down a guy like him, but are you confident that your D-backs can at least contain him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coach McGackie's got a good plan set up for him, and I feel like we got a good chance.
Well, you and the rest of the defensive line can certainly help out your teammates there by putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And I know you guys always want to do that, but in this game, it's really going to be important to make the quarterback get rid of the ball quickly, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to get to the quarterback, get in his face, pressure him as much as possible. I think that will really help out our D-backs, just kind of forcing those inaccurate throws.
Well, Valley's definitely capable of running the ball as well. And it looks like from the stats that they've kind of got a three-headed monster at running back this year. King Coleman, Darius Mason, and Ja'Kari Clark have combined for nearly 900 yards and 6 touchdowns. Mason, I know, is a 220-pound back, and I know Clark from wrestling, he weighs about 150. So it seems like those guys kind of bring a little something different to the table, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all very physical runners, especially Mason. He's a very downhill runner. It's going to be a challenge, but it's going to be a fun one.
Well, Andrew, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about Wayne State real quickly. You know, how are they doing this year? Have you had a chance to get over there and see a game this season?
Not yet, but I'm planning on to. They're 5-1, I think, with their only loss being to Mankato. I feel like right now they're 24th in the D2 poll.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having a pretty successful season, and I feel like they have a good chance to go pretty far this year.
Well, you got to be excited to have a chance to join a program like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
All right, Andrew, well, thanks for coming in tonight. I appreciate it, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa is a co-sponsor of the podcast. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny, near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right, well, we were going to talk to a Coldwell Banker real estate agent tonight to cap off the podcast, but we ran into a scheduling conflict there, so I'm just going to read their promo. At Coldwell Banker Mid-America, you're not one of many clients. You're our most important client. We listen to your needs, develop long-lasting relationships, and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny head football coach Jeff Bauer and senior defensive end Andrew Hossie. I appreciate the time from both of those gentlemen. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.